Now, Mom worked for this dentist, or this orthodontist, or whatever. She worked with him. Did she work with him, including after you guys got married?
She worked for him until after Sharon got here.
Okay, and then she quit and became a mom.
Yeah.
Okay, understandable. So between the two of you both having jobs when you first got married and stuff, you guys got by okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We had to watch it real close.
I'm trying to think. Now, how you guys were married. When did you got married in 47, is that correct?
Yeah.
And then, how long was it before Sharon was born?
2 years.
2 years. Okay, so there were 2 years between you guys. Yeah, so you guys were on your own for 2 years.
Yeah.
And at that point, do you remember where you guys lived at? You got married, and then where did you guys live?
We went to a friend of ours from at Benfield. They owned a place on Miller Avenue right off of Livingston, and we started out with them living upstairs in one room.
Okay, so you just rented a place?
Yeah, one upstairs.
On Miller Ave?
On Miller Avenue. From there, we went to a great, monstrous, big old place on Long Street near Ohio Avenue. And from there we went to...
Do you remember how long you were there, roughly?
Oh, about a year, any of those places. We're lucky to be there a year. Then when we went to the third place, what was on Morrison Avenue, and that's where we had Sharon.
Is that on the south end as well?
Morrison Avenue, I was trying to think. Oak Street comes out to High Avenue, you know about where that's at.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've been
to High Avenue. About there. Out in that area.
Okay.
But after that, when we had the child, we couldn't be there because they didn't allow any children.
Really?
In that place, yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
And we moved in a couple rooms upstairs. A friend of Doris Brown was her name, and they lived on Longview, which was up near North Broadway.
Okay,
and,
I know.
And High Street.
Sure, I know where that's at.
And
so you guys lived there for a while?
Yeah, that's when I had my appendix taken out. I had an appendix at the bottom, and I drove down to Grant, that 33 Ford we had. And I know Sidney got down, that thing was ready to pop. He said, boy, it's a good thing you got in here when you did.
Oh, gosh.
They got me in right now and operated on that thing before it broke.
And so Sharon was born at that point?